Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And this is Doug Pollard bringing the show to you with the able assistance, if somewhat quietly, of Andrew Shaw from MCV and the slightly more vocal assistance of Kath Pope.
So much for the gay male-female ratio. We're turning it on its head here.
We're shifting the balance a bit here today. We're going to have to say goodbye to Katrina now. You're down here for a conference, aren't
you? I'm down here for the Feminist Futures Conference.
Which is where, when, what?
It's at the town hall in North Melbourne and the workshops are at the meat market, and I think it's going to be interesting.
And that starts tomorrow?
It does, yes.
Okay. Katrina, thanks for joining us
today.
Thank
you very much for having me. It's lovely to see you. Thanks,
you're welcome. Details of how to find the Scavenger online are, of course, on the program's blog site, which is currentaffairs.net.au, and on our new Facebook page, which we're slowly but surely getting up, just called The Rainbow Reporter. And moving into the hot seat now is one of our stalwarts here at Joy, the man who keeps all the IT and everything else running most of the time, the man who tells you, no, you can't do that unless you go out and buy an Apple, usually, because he doesn't like PCs over much, the man who's been helping develop our iPhone app for us here at Joy, Nick Bassett. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Doug. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hi, Nick.
Hello.
Now, we've been talking about different platforms for print media. And we don't have anywhere here from television, so we haven't talked about TV and BitTorrent and the way people download TV programs nowadays rather than watch them for real.
Nobody does that, Doug.
I still do. I like the idea of everybody gathering around at the same time, you know, all sitting around the fire in the cave and toasting our marshmallows together, so to speak. Particularly when it's Doctor Who. I mean, you know, that's an old tea time tradition, tea and crumpets and Doctor Who at the weekend. Radio. How is new technology affecting radio, Nick?
Well, probably one of the biggest ones that the buzzword everyone's on about is digital. Digital radio at the moment's the real in thing. Unfortunately, it's got quite a limited reach at the moment in terms of stations that are adopting it. Part of that is the bandwidth. And, of course, the other side is the cost.
And that's difficult for a community radio station like us, presumably because of the cost.
Well, yeah. One of the big ones is the cost, but...
Because you have to re-equip and everything,
you do.
You?
You have to re-equip yourself, the way you transmit changes, but also because there's limited frequency, a lot of the big players have had the first bite of the pie, which then leaves a lot of the smaller community stations with no bandwidth to broadcast on, unless we buddy up with someone, because it all comes down to this fantastic thing they call multiplexing, which there's lots of little transmitters that broadcast into very narrow cast areas. So at the moment, our throw is basically based on how much power we put out from our transmitter. We can broadcast in any direction up to a couple of hundred watts.
Right, but with digital, it's how many of these little slices you get allocated to you.
Yeah, so within the greater...
This is the way mobile phones work, isn't it?
Yes, it's really like mobile phone technology. So you've got lots of towers, and what you can basically do is say, well, these three or four towers you can broadcast at 50 watts, but you cover basically the same area. But that's where the dips and the valleys and hills and things start affecting, and that they actually contain the frequencies.
Mm, which is why Mikey doesn't work in a lot of places.
Yes, that's right.
because it's trying to do it with mobile phones on trams and so on and so forth.
So for something for a broadcaster like Joy, we actually have a sub-metro licence, terrestrial sub-metro licence, so we can really only go to greater Melbourne area, just within the, just beyond, technically, beyond the confines of the CBD. We do tend to go a little bit further if the wind's blowing the right way. but for us, our real content is going to be online, is really where we reach much broader
area. Now, how is that working? Because we do stream online.
Yes.
As, well, probably some of you are listening online right at the moment through the Listen Live button that's on the website. we don't know how many people we reach by a broadcast, except in the broadest possible sense. Yeah. Do we have any idea about how many people pick up our stream?
Look, our peak listenership online has been up around the 400 mark. So that means at any one time, the most amount of people listening online at once was around about 425.
Right.
Which is still pretty good, I think.
Yeah, I think you should put those numbers in context so people just go, but it's quite a good number.
At any one time, there was 420-ish people all listening at the same time. So if you say 400 peak, people might go, 400 in total, like over the last 10 years. No, it's 400 at once have been listening.
And we have had peaks above that, haven't we?
A little bit above that, yeah. I mean, and that's only since we last reset the logging of that peak.
Right.
Now, the other side to it is that's listening live, as you are now over the air.
The other side is podcasting.
Podcasting is the other side, where pre-recorded content or content like this has been recorded. It's an edited and packaged, and then it's put up, and you can download that content and listen to it at your leisure.
Which we do via iTunes as well as via the CBAA website.
CPod, yep. The other thing we haven't really been able to explore due to the technical restrictions really is what sort of come in with IQ for Foxtel is that sort of being able to have scheduled playback that you can stop and start the live stream at your convenience. Rebroadcast basically is what it is, and that's the broadcast as it went to air, but you can stop and start it in your own time. Podcasting takes out music and it takes out advertising, takes out all these other things that we can't put to air that way.
No. There's a question here that I've been asked by a few people in the past, which is why don't we, in fact, put the music in the podcasts?
Okay. If we don't put the music in, it saves us a lot of money. The APRA fees at the moment, we sit on a cusp of, we aim for 60-40, 60% talk, 40% music.
Uh-huh.
If we creep even an APRA time you in seconds, if you creep over that, our APRA fees double.
Ouch.
Just by going up by a few minutes.
Which is why you don't get music in the podcast, folks.
That's
stop
right.
asking.
So me. I know it's a pain in the backside, and we do leave it like the 5-second intro and the 5-second outro, so you know the track, and it's, in an ideal world, it'd be great if we could afford to let you hear all the tracks, but for the sake of expediency and the financial impact, we can't afford to do it.
Yes, and that means we need to get lots and lots of you to join up and become next members of the radio station next week when the radiothon begins.
Show how much you love Joy.
Show how much you love Joy. That starts on the 4th.
On the 4th.
And runs through to the 10th, and there are lots of lovely prizes you can win as well.
And the feel-good buzz of supporting the station.
And the feel-good buzz of becoming part of the Joy family. There we go. That's got all that out of the way.
Now, the other one I know you were hedging about was these devices, which no one can see because radio's not a visual medium.
Kath brought up the whole thing about iPads, iPhones, apps. Where are we at on that?
Shall we say portable devices?
Portable media consumption devices.
Portable media consumption devices. Look, we are at a really exciting time. We have had so many people asking us over time that they want to be able to consume Joy in a mobile format, and we've been developing for some months, and it will be available.
We're getting a sneak peek.
You're getting a sneak peek in the showing studio.
He's holding us a Joy logo on his
coming
phone.
Coming up on the Radiothon launch, it will coincide with on the 3rd of June, will be the launch of the iPhone and iPod app. And that will let you stream Joy live on your phone. It'll also let you interact with the station. There's a contact Joy, it'll let you SMS, email, or call the station directly from within
the
app.
A little button that says complain about Doug.
I have that, please.
Don't encourage them. I get enough of that already.
It looks gorgeous.
And look, it's something we have really been wanting to play
visual
with for
radio
a while.
Here
we
for
really
you, folks.
Have. But it's something very exciting. It's something we've been working on desperately to get out in time for Radiothon, because we know it's something that people are really wanting. And yeah, look, we have absolutely busted a gut to get there. So
what sort of effort was involved in it? How many people were involved? Did it cost a lot to develop?
We were very, very lucky to have a developer who came on board, as always, just at the right time, and said, "Oh, I've done a little bit of tinkering with iPhone apps." His name is Bob Dam, and he has spent hundreds of hours tinkering on this little gadget, and it's had a soft launch to some volunteers. So they've been doing the beta testing to try and work out all the bugs and kinks and make sure that it works.
And there have been a few.
There's been a few. Look, everything works fine in a test environment. As soon as you give it to people, they start finding the problem. So I guarantee you, even though we think we've solved everything, as soon as it goes live, there'll be more problems reported,
yes,
I'm sure.
So please be patient with us when
please
it does go live.
Please be patient when it does go live. But look, we are anticipating to launch it actually at the Radiothon launch on the 3rd of June at Red Benny. So if anyone's going to be there, we'll make a big song and dance about it. But it will be throughout
everybody
the whole
download
of,
it once.
Yeah.
Right? Number one with a bullet on the
and
app
we'll
store.
Go straight to the top of the app store would be the idea. And then I'm sure through Radiothon presenters will be...
Is this available only on the iPhone, or do we poor Android users go look in too?
At the moment, we have focused our development on the iPhone and the iPad. Following its successful launch, we will refocus onto Google Android and other platforms.
That's another cost. I mean, you're talking about media platforms and everything. Like you develop an app and you have, okay, for Apple users, they can consume Joy media on an iPad, but then you've got to invest in an Android app. You've got to invest in an Android tablet app.
And of course...
It's... becomes pretty expensive.
And the fun thing too becomes that, as we've just mentioned, there's always going to be problems. So you can't even focus on developing for a new platform. You've got to be managing that and fixing the problems on the preceding platforms as well. So it becomes so time-consuming.
And you've got to have the resources to be able to do it too, because it's no good if the whole team takes their eye off doing what you're supposed to be doing, which is developing content, generating content for people that's of value to GLBTIQ people. If you have to take everybody off to develop that app, then you're falling behind.
Absolutely.
So I'm just interested in the way that you have to keep... It's sort of like a hamster wheel. Once you get onto this, you have to keep going. It's iPhone, it's Android.
This is again what I've experienced, you know, working with Star Observer, and I'm sure it's exactly the same with you. It's a case of, how much time do you spend on, as you say, putting content together, which ought to be your real focus. And then you've got to kind of like repurpose this content for every one of your other platforms, which does take away from, you're expected to tweet, you're expected to Facebook, you're expected to do all kinds of things. Well, we're going to have to pretty much leave it there. It was Pete Dillon talking earlier on, and he sent us another message. He said, do we need in this day and age where we have assimilated into the broader community, I think that's a large assumption there, still need to identify our sexuality? Before the word journalist, there are a stack of puffs and dykes across the country who don't feel the need to do so, says Pete Dillon. And one here for you, Nick. I'm sitting on the tram listening to you live via the TuneIn radio app on the iPhone. So you can actually already get us on.
There are third-party apps, but the beauty of the app that we've developed will be the interaction as well. It'll have the program grid, it'll have upcoming shows, and you can actually directly from the app email.
We're
going to
make any money out of this thing.
All in good time, Mr. Pollard.
Because you're making this a free app at the moment, right?
At the moment, it's going to be free. We are hoping that there will be room on it for sponsors looking to get the banner ads on apps, and that's where the revenue will come from. But for the end user, although some people are happy to pay a couple of bucks for an app, we figured it's best to keep it free for now.
Because the problem is, if you start giving something for free now, it's very hard to put a price on
it. It's hard to unscramble the egg. And look, we figured the best way to get
and a dollar or two, really?
Well, best way for revenue is sponsors.
Yeah, fingers crossed on that. Fingers crossed on that one. Well, just to sort of sum up, I think, today, it's been an interesting discussion, and we've ranged over a fair bit. Obviously, it's been reasonably superficial because we've only got an hour to talk about things. But I get a sense that everyone's very confident about this new media landscape. There's nobody going, oh, God, we're going to disappear. We're not going to have gay media. We're not going to have this. We're not going to have that.
You've got to stop calling it new media, Doug. Showing your age. So, new media is the old media.
It's now old media, indeed.
It's now the status quo.
I mentioned briefly, we haven't talked much about things like Twitter and Facebook. But all the newspapers, for example, and all the different Joy shows, too, now all make use of Facebook and Twitter as well. How important is that, Andrew?
Well, I think it is important. But to just return to my comment before, again, you've got to hire somebody, a professional, to control all that. It's not like you are going to be just putting it up like your mates might put something up. You know, a newspaper, a publisher has a responsibility to stay within certain guidelines and to represent the community, and it's important to have a professional doing that.
All a matter of control, eh, Kat?
That's exactly right.
And that's basically your job too, isn't it, where you sit?
Yes, as an editor, that's the...
And Nick, how about us? How do we do that? We used to have a Twit stream anybody could
basically
hijack.
We did, and we pulled back a little bit because it became sort of 100 tweets an hour, and a few people thought that was a bit much, so we've now got a dedicated Twitter wrangler.
Oh, great. Okay, well, I want to thank you all for joining me today, Nick Bassett, Kath Pope, Andrew Shaw, and also Katrina Fox and Misha Ketchel. We covered, a fair raft of media today. A very big thank you to researcher and producer Douglas Sanz Pareja, and to Keza, who has been flying the Boeing today and is going to do all the techie stuff like put up the podcasts. As I've said before, there is a blog at currentaffairs.net.au, another one at rainbowreporter.com, and a Facebook page called The Rainbow Reporter. I promise to tidy all this up sometime in the near future. In the meantime, I'll see you back here next week with another Rainbow Report.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.